You are tuned in to sa-news.com. The ANC party no longer more important than self or country. Despite billions of corruption, the ANC party can't pay salaries or could miss election deadline. Live by strike, die by strike. Despite billions amassed by the corrupt ANC leadership, the ANC party cannot pay its staff, who are now on a go-slow strike. Even the possibility that their candidates might not be able to register in time for the election, it is not enough motivation for them to put their hand in their own pockets. This proof that the ANC's leadership's priorities lie in self-enrichment and not the ANC party. The ANC runs the risk that its candidates will not be registered by the Election Committee IEC deadline of 23 August for the municipal elections as party staff refuse to work overtime and weekends due to outstanding salaries and other benefits. Party workers across the country are protesting because they are not being paid, which means that the ANC leaders run the risk of not submitting the names of the candidates to the municipal councillors in time for the elections held on 27th of August. Phoebe Potgieter, the general manager of the ANC's headquarters, Lithuli House, wrote a desperate letter to disgruntled staff and begged them to suspend their go slow, to work extra hours and help the party over the weekend to meet the deadline. Staff has not worked overtime since last month and only worked the hours stipulated in their contracts. In the letter seen by the Sunday Times, Potgieter described the situation as critical and a make or break for the ANC's election campaign. The letter states that the ANC staff and at all levels play a critical role in providing support to branches and regions, as well as to the regional and provincial list of vetting committees. In the light of the above, we appeal to all ANC staff to apply flexibility with regards to the go slow from 16 August to 24 August. To allow essential election staff to assist the processes of candidate selection. According to Potgieter, staff will have to work late this week and also have to work again over the weekend. She said staffing is needed for the selection of candidates and the registration process to support party structures in arranging branch meetings, community meetings and interviews and vetting. Support to provincial staff to PECs to convene their extended PECs that must finalize the list before submission, overall support and administration to correct any of the ANC's candidate details to ensure that correct and complete information is submitted to HQ for registration by latest August 23, 2021. And work by essential HQ staff to ensure complete, correct and timely registration of candidates, including support for the extended NEC National List Conference, the Electoral Committee and the SGO, Potgieter wrote on the letter to the party staff. It was not immediately clear whether the ANC staff accepted their boss's written plea, but Jesse Duarte, Deputy Secretary General of the ANC, previously sent a letter to the National Provincial ANC leaders on 5th of August, telling them to allow their staff to exercise their labour rights by working only contract hours. In the letter, Duarte claimed the party has gone through financial challenges in recent months which have adversely affected staff, and the national officials are addressing these challenges. She confirmed the financial challenges meant the staff were on a go slow and only worked on contract hours, and that they only worked on weekdays from 8:30 in the morning until 4:30 in the afternoon and did not have to work weekends. As a result of the above, all comrades are requesting to be understanding and work within the time frames of 8:30 until 4:30, which includes but not limited to the subcommittee meetings, call center operations and so on. The duration of the go slow will be dependent on the conditions, and an update will be provided as soon as the situation progresses. Visit sanews-com for more news that challenges the mainstream media.